Today's daf is Yom Daf Vav. We're at the top of Amud Aleph, stating, we're quoting the Mishnah, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, right? So you separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. Lama Mafrishin, why do you separate him? Lama Mafrishin, Kidakam Rinan. We already said, why do we separate the Kohen Gadol? We already said, why we separate the Kohen Gadol? Rabbi Yochan, could he eat lay? Rabbi Yochanan could eat lay, right? Rabbi Yochanan says from this pasuk, Rish Lakish says from Har Sinai. We established this. Hachi Kamar, mi beita olama perish. No. Why Davka? From his house, from his wife, do we separate him? Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, Shematimatza Ishto Sefik, Nidav Yafo Aleha. Right, the concern, meaning the Havamina was maybe his wife can go with him for 7 days, right? He has to be, you know, separated and learning, whatever it is, maybe his wife can go with him. No, his wife can't because we're concerned that maybe she's going to be a Nida and then he's going to become Tame in the middle. Wait one second. Are we assuming that we're dealing with Kohanim Gedolim who are Rishayim? He's not going to sleep with Anita. You're not allowed to sleep with Anita. He's not going to become Tame. El Hashem Yavol Ishto Timatze Safek Nita. Now maybe he's going to sleep with his wife, and she's going to be a Safek Nita. Meaning he doesn't know that she's a Nida when he sleeps with her. They only found out after the fact. And in accordance with whose Shita is this stated, Rabbi Akiva. It must be according to Rabbi Akiva's Shita. The Amar Nida Metama et Bo'ala. The E Rabbanon Ha'amri Ein Nida Metama et Bo'ala. Must be that it goes by Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says that a Nida makes her husband Tame even before she knows that she's Tame. However, according to the Rabbanan, a woman can only make her husband Tame when she's a Nida and she sleeps with him if she already knew that she was Tame. However, if she doesn't know she's Tame, if she doesn't know she's a Nida, when she sleeps with him, her husband doesn't become Tame. Hamar lehu Rav Chizda. Afilu teimru Rabbanan ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan alei ad Rabbi Akiva ela ba'achar achar aval b'chad achar modulei. Right? Even you could say that this is the Rabbanan's Shita, because where the Rabbanan said that the woman doesn't make her husband Tame, where the woman doesn't make her husband Tame by sleeping with him before she knows she's Anida, is if she sleeps with him and then after a certain amount of time she checks and finds out she's Anida. But a lot of time passes in between, which is the first time she checks, she finds out she's Anida. So Rabbi Akiva says, retroactively, we assume that she was already Anida when they slept together, he's Tame. The Rabbanan says, no, we assume that only now she's Tame. However, if she checks immediately after, meaning if she checks immediately after they sleep together and she's Anida, then we assume that she was Anida. Meaning it's not in the knowledge, right? That the knowledge is not what creates the tuma, right? The nida creates the tuma. The question is whether we assume she was tame when they slept together. So if it was 5 seconds ago, we assume she was tame. If it was, you know, several hours later, then the Rabbi Akiva says yes, and the Rabbanan say no. Am Rabbi Zeira Shma Mina Boel Nida Eino Kenida V'Tovel V'Yom. Well, we can see from this that someone who sleeps with a Nida is not considered like a Nida, and they go to the mikveh during the day. A Nida can only go to the mikveh during the night. But someone who sleeps with a Nida can go to the mikveh during the day. The Iyamar Boel Nida Kenida, because if you want to say that someone who sleeps with a Nida becomes Tameh, has the exact same dinim of the Nida, Eimatz Tavil Belelia. Well, then you'd assume that he would have to go to the mikveh at night, just like the woman goes to the mikveh at night. So how is he supposed to do the avoda the next day? Right. So he would need the sun to set on that day before he's tahor. So it must be that someone who sleeps with the nida is not exactly like a nida. So let's do the math. Right. It says that you have to be separate for 7 days. Correct. So you're separate for 7 days, and you go to the mikvah. You go to the mikvah after 7 days. Right. So let's say the night of the eighth, you go to the mikvah. Right? And if you're separate for 7 days before Yom Kippur, so then the night of the eighth that you go to the mikvah, that's Leil Yom Kippur. And then the next day, you do the avoda, so that is Yom Kippur, right? Where you're doing the avoda. Except, you can't do the avoda the next day because you're still a Tvul Yom. Meaning, you went to the mikvah, sure, but you need the day to end. So, it must be that you can go during the day. Meaning you go during the day of the seventh, let's say, right? And then the day ends, and then you're kosher to do the avoda. So that means that you can go to the mikvah during the day, unlike a nida who can only go to the mikvah at night. Rav Shimi Minehard Amar Afilu Tema Bo Nida Kenida Demafrishin Le Shachat Samuch Lashgira Chama. You could even say that someone sleeps with a Nida is the same as a Nida. And what does it mean that you separate him 7 days? You separate him one hour before sunset. On the eighth day before Yom Kippur, you separate him 1 hour before sunset. So it's 7 days and an hour. That way, that 1 hour where we know he's not with his wife can already be considered the first day of his cleanliness. In which case, 7 days ends actually Erev Yom Kippur, and not the night before Yom Kippur, but the previous day. Meitive kol chayve tvilo tvilatam biyohom. Well, we can challenge the position. You know, we can bring a support for a position that a bo'al nida is not like a nida, right? And challenge the position that say they are the same, right? Anyone who is chayav to do a tevila, go to the mikvah, they go during the day. However, a nida and a yoledet, someone has given birth, right? So they go during the night. Now, from the fact that we singled out nida particularly, they go at night, so that would mean that someone who sleeps with a nida would seemingly not go at night, and they go during the day. Right, that's a challenge to those who suggest that bo'al nida and nida is the same. And nida v'chol de'ate me ribuya. No, that's not a good proof. When we say nida, we mean nida and anything who is tamei because of a nida. Meaning a bo'al nida is in the same category. Meitve, how about this challenge? Ba'al keri kimaga sheret. So someone who's someone who has experienced a seminal emission, right? His touch is like touching a sheretz. Right, he has the law, or he is similar to someone who touched a sheretz. Bo'al nida ketamemet. And someone who sleeps with a nida has the din of a tamemet. My love the tvila. Now, are we not saying he's the din of a tamemet? For the din of tvila, namely that they go to the mikvah during the day, right? Meaning the bo'al nida goes to the mikvah during the day, unlike the tamemet, and not like a nida. Lo l'tumatan. No. We're not comparing the bo'el nida with the tamei meit for the purposes of their tevila being at daytime as opposed to at night. Rather, we're comparing their actual tumah, meaning the period of their tumah, being their length of tumah is the same. Tumatan behed yaktiv behu. But wait 1 second. Why explicitly the nature of their tumah is written explicitly? The fact that someone who sleeps with the nida is tamei for 7 days, and the fact that someone who comes in contact with a mate is tamei for 7 days, is written explicitly by both of them. So what do I learn from comparing? What do I learn from the statement of bo'al nida ketamei mate? Oh, we learned that the length of nida is the same. That's not what I learned from the fact that we're comparing the two. They're written explicitly. In fact, why do I need to compare them at all in things that are written explicitly? Right? What am I learning about a bo'al nida that I don't already know? Rather, it must be that we're not teaching about the length of their tumah being 7 days. We're comparing the two to teach you that their tevila is the same. They both do tevila during the day. No, really, that's not the case. We are talking about the tumah. Right? We need to compare the two, to bo'al nida with tamei meit, not because it's a chiddush that they're both 7 days, because that's written explicitly by them, but for the purpose of the end of the braita there, which teaches you, the end of the Mishnah there, which teaches you something you did not know, that while bo'al nida is like tamei meit in some regards, which you already knew, it's actually more machmir than it in other regards, such as this. Someone who's tamei meit will convey that tumah by touching the person, but only through direct contact. However, someone who was bo'el anida, someone who sleeps with anida, if they sit or ride upon, if they sit or lie upon something, they now can transfer the tumah to food items that come in contact with what they sat down upon or lied or laid upon. Whereas tamei meit, only through touching the food, can convey the tumah. It's a unique chumr that exists by a bo'al nida. In which case, we say that that bo'al nida is like a tamei meit, not to teach you about the length of their tumah, because you already knew that, but just to teach you the chumr that comes after it. So, we learn we saw in a braita, azav and azava, and a metzora and a metzora'at. And a person who sleeps with a nida, and a person who is tamei tumah meit, tvilatan beyom, they Their tefillah is during the day. Nida, v'yoledet, tefillah tam b'layla. And when it comes to a nida, and someone gave birth, their tefillah is at night. So here we have a braita that teaches explicitly that bo'al nida's tefillah is during the day. Tiyufta. That's definitely definitely rejects the opinion that that their tefillah would be at night. Ve'ad shatam afrisho b'tumat beit, or afrisho b'tumat beit. Since we're separating him from his wife, maybe we should also be concerned about tumat beit, and no one should come and visit him. No, take all the necessary precautions. Amar of tachlifa avuah deravu, namishmei derav, azot amer tumat beit hutra hi b'tzibur. This is an indication that tumat beit is actually hutra b'tzibur. There's a big debate. First of all, there are two different concepts of hutra and dechuya. It can be applied to a number of different things, but specifically regarding tumat beit, hutra and dechuya. Hutra means it's mutter, right? I mean, the law no longer exists, right? So when you're doing a communal avoda, a communal sacrifice, it doesn't matter that you're tamei. It's mutter to do, even though you're tamei, because it's a communal sacrifice. There's like a heter, it's heter to do it when you're tamei, it's not a problem. To say that it's dechuya is, no, it's still a problem. But if you have no other choice and you have a conflict and it comes down to either you're doing the avoda or you're not doing, either you're doing the avoda betuma or you're not doing the avoda at all, so we say you're doing the avoda in a state of tuma is better. That's dechuya. It's not mutter, right? It's not that it just totally, the isser doesn't exist anymore. It's that if you have no other option and it's only between these two, so the tuma, the necessity to do the avoda is going to override the problem of the tuma. That's the machloket of hutra or dechuya. Now, from the fact that here we don't take any precautions to make sure this guy doesn't become, the kohen gadol doesn't become tamei meit, clearly it's tuma hutra b'tzibor, right? Because if it was only dechuya, we would do everything that we can to prevent the scenario. It's not mutter, it would just be if that's the only choice. Ravina Amar, afil tema tuma hamet dechuya hi b'tzibor. So Ravina says, no, you can even hold the svara that it's dechuya, tumat meit, tumat el shchicha, tumat beit el shchicha. Meaning the odds that the guy's going to have a visitor, like his rabbi is going to come and teach him halacha, and it's just going to drop dead on the spot, that's not common. It's probably not going to happen. We're just not choshesh to it. The odds that you become tamei, you know, by being with your wife, that's a little more common than just a guest coming to visit you and dropping dead on the spot. So it's not that, it's hutra b'tzibor, which is really not concerned that that's going to happen. Itmar, tumat hamet, Rav Nachman amar, hutra hi b'tzibor, Rav Sheshet amar, dechuyi b'tzibor. So since we brought up the machloket, let's talk about the machloket. So machloket between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet, according to Rav Nachman, it's hutra b'tzibor, totally mutter to do the avodah in a state of tuma. According to Rav Sheshet, it's dechuya b'tzibor. If you have no other choice, you do it. Heichad ikat meinu tohorin behu beit av kulei alma lo plid tohorin avdi. So let's clarify something. Let's say that they're in the same in the group of kohanim whose shift is that day. You have tahor kohanim and tamei kohanim. Everyone agrees that the tahor kohanim should be doing it, right? There's a gvul. Tmein lo avdi, and the tamei ones don't do it, the tahor ones do avdi. Ki pligi lahaduri latuye tahor beit av achrina. The question, when it comes to the question, is if everyone in this particular group of kohanim is tamei, right? Do we bring kohanim from a group whose avoda isn't that day? Because hey, we'd rather them do it in a state of tahara, so let's bring it from someone else. Or we say no, it's their day, and sure, it'll be better if they're tahor, but they're tamei, and that's fine. Tuma hutra b'tzibor. That's the question. If they're only tamei kohanim, do we bring them from another group whose avoda isn't that day? Rav Nachman Amar hetar b'tzibor, but lo madrinan. Rav Sheshet Amar luchiyim b'tzibor madrinan. Right. So according to Rav Sheshet, we would bring them because it's only dechuya. And according to Rav Nachman, we wouldn't go out of our way because it's already hetar. Ikad Amri afilu heichad ikad tahor v'tmein b'ahu beit av pligi Rav Nachman v'avde nami. So, and there are those actually say that they even have this debate when there are Tamei and Tahor Kohanim in that group. That even there they have that machloket. The Rav Sheshet would say clearly only the Tahor one should be doing it. And Rav Nachman's like, no, it's mutter, no problem with the Tamei ones doing it. We'll stop here.